Lesson 37. Expressing disagreement, agreement, or doubt. To convey differences or similarity in opinions using the Tagalog language, one must learn how to use the following words. Observe that most of these words can stand alone as a response or expression. Expressing disagreement.
Hindi.
Shortened to.
Di.
The word.
Hindi.
Is the most common negative answer to a question except one that starts with.
May
or
mayroon.
The following questions, though, may be answered by
hindi. Aalis ba tayo?
Are we leaving?
Hindi tayo aalis.
No, we are not leaving.
Ikaw ba si Jane?
Are you Jane?
Hindi. Ako si Barbara.
No, I'm Barbara. To express the negative or take on a meaning contrary to the original definition, place
hindi
before the word or affix. The prefix
di.
Or,
di. Ang bata ay hindi mabait. Ang bata ay di mabait. Ang bata ay di mabait.
The child is not good.
Huwag.
Do not. Not to. Not. The word means don't or stop.
Gusto mong paluin kita?
Do you want me to beat you?
Huwag.
Don't.
Huwag.
May either stand alone as a negative response or be part of a sentence.
Huwag kang umalis.
Don't leave.
Huwag kayong bumasa sa dilim.
Don't read in the dark.
Huwag tayong matulog.
Let us not sleep.
Huwag kang magpaulan.
Don't get caught in the rain.
Huwag mong kanin yan.
Don't eat that.
Huwag mong basahin ang sulat ko kay ate.
Don't read my letter to ate.
Huwag natin ibili ng candy si June.
Let us not buy candy for June.
Huwag.
Also, goes with the infinitive form or the future tense of a verb in a sentence that expresses a command or request.
Huwag kang maligo ngayon.
Do not take a bath now.
Huwag mong babasahan ang bata bukas.
Do not read to the child tomorrow.
Huwag kayong makikain ng madalas.
Don't eat often.
Huwag tayong makikigaya sa kanila.
Let us not imitate them.
Ayaw.
To dislike. Do not like.
Ayaw.
Is the opposite of the pseudo-verb.
Gusto.
Or.
Ibig.
And may either be active as in.
Umayaw.
Or passive as in.
Ayawan. Ayokong kumain.
I don't like to eat.
Ayaw siyang magsalita.
He does not like to talk.
Ayaw silang lumakad.
They do not like to go.
Ayaw ba kayong magpasyal?
Don't you like to take a walk?
Ayaw kong kumain.
I don't like to eat.
Ayaw niyang magsalita.
He does not like to talk.
Ayaw nilang lumakad.
They do not like to go.
Ayaw ba ninyong magpasyal?
Don't you like to take a walk? Expressing agreement.
Oo.
The words reflect the speaker's good manners and his respect to the one spoken to. Reserve
oo
as a response to people within one's age and status.
Siya nga.
That is right. That is true.
Siya nga
is an idiomatic expression. Use
siya nga
when you are in total agreement with another person's statement, or when you want someone to confirm an information you heard from another source.
Siya nga. Mabait siya.
That's right. He or she is good.
Siya nga ba? Aalis kayo?
Is it true? Are you leaving?
Totoo.
As a one-word affirmative response,
totoo
confirms an information. It may be the answer to either a
totoo
or
siya nga
question, and may even take the place of
oo
in some instances.
Totoo, hindi na siya babalik.
Truly, he or she is not coming back anymore.
Totoong totoo.
It is very true.
Totoo ba ang balita? Totoo.
Is the news true? True.
Talaga.
Use
talaga
to emphasize the nature of the subject as expressed by an adjective or to affirm the truth in a sentence.
Mabuting tao talaga si Ginoong Santos.
Mr. Santos is a really good man.
Talagang mabuting tao si Ginoong Santos. Talaga. Papunta kami sa Estados Unidos.
Yes, indeed, we are going to the United States. Expressing doubt. The following words express doubt.
Marahil. Marahil,
which is also a one-word response, is placed either at the beginning of the sentence or near the subject, even at the end of the sentence.
Marahil siya ay darating bukas.
Maybe he is arriving tomorrow.
Si Pepe na marahil ang pinakamaswerteng tao sa buong mundo. Ang pinakamaswerteng tao sa buong mundo ay si Pepe na marahil.
Pepe may be the luckiest person in the whole world.
Tila.
A
tila
sentence expresses a speaker's view of things.
Tila uulan ngayon.
It seems it will rain today.
Siguro.
The meaning of
siguro
depends on the response to the question being asked. For example, there may be three responses to the question.
Siguro ka?
Are you sure?
Oo, siguro ako.
Yes, I am sure.
Hindi ako siguro.
I'm not sure.
Siguro.
Maybe.
Siguro.
Maybe a one-word response and may be placed anywhere in the sentence.
Siguro darating siya bukas. Darating siya bukas siguro.
Maybe he is arriving tomorrow.
Baka.
Might be. There is not much difference in the use of
marahil, siguro,
as maybe, and
baka
when expressing doubt. However,
baka
is the most widely used term because it is the shortest, most contemporary, and the most pleasant among the three.
Baka ka magkasakit.
You might get sick.
Baka ikaw ang mauna.
You might be first.
Maaari.
It can be, or possible.
Maaari.
Gives a blanket of doubt over a word. However,
maaari
on its own as a standalone response means it is possible.
Maaring totoo na siya ay mag-aasawa na.
It could be true that he or she is getting married.
Maaring mali ang hinala natin.
Our suspicions could be wrong.